8:30. Hello.
Grace Man.
Yeah.
Hey, I talked to you about a week ago.
Yeah.
And I'm a deputy sheriff in Arlington.
Yes, sir.
And I was wondering if you could do something having to do with deputy sheriffs, like a deputy sheriff rap or maybe a lawman.
A lawman.
Or a lawman deputy sheriff for Arlington County, though.
Well, when I do those lawmen, they're always, you know, deputy sheriff, city police, same thing.
Yeah, but there's a difference between a deputy sheriff and a police.
How's that?
Because a deputy sheriff mostly works the jail and courts and stuff like that. I'm working in the jail.
Yeah, but the Fairfax County deputies, some of them are in the jail, but, you know, most of them are out on the streets.
Yeah, there are some. We have some out on the street, too, but...
Well, when are you going to get out of the jail and start working with the real police?
I don't know. I'm trying, but...
Don't you get those looks of disdain from the real police as they throw a maggot in there and say, all right, process this guy, and then they walk out. They get behind the wheel of the squad car. They get to drive at 90 miles an hour. You bring a tray of food down the hallway. Yeah, buddy! Time to wonder what it must be like. Strap on a gun and pin on a bear and become a lawman. Yeah, you're in the jail and you're hating life. You're sitting behind that desk while your buddies in the academy, they all made it to this street. You're talking to a girl in front of the station house. She's impressed. You're a lawman. You're wearing a gun. Then she finds out you work in the jail. That's when one of your buddies pulls up in that big souped-up Plymouth with a .442 shotgun rack in there, radio crackling. Big arm hanging out the window, mirrored sunglasses. All he has to do is say, hey, baby. Start gobbling. You watch with tears in your eyes. You, the jailer, you had to take her out for 3 weeks. Winer and diner. And then finally you work your way up to get a good night kiss. But the lawman on the street, you watch him there as his head lolls back on the seat. His tongue hanging out. You say, there is no justice, there is no justice here. Finally he grabs you by the hair and says, thanks, baby, see you later. He says, come back again soon. But he's gone in pursuit of some maggot. You hate life big time. So you decide you're going to come up with a new methodology in identifying prisoners. Fingerprints is all passe. So you want to do face prints. Yeah, you cover their face with ink and then you throw them into the wall. And you take a picture of it. Face prints. Whenever some new person is arrested. Get those maggots. And you just hurl them. Hurl them hungrily. Wouldn't you know? The lawman that stole your girl one Saturday night gets arrested for DWI. There he is! By the time he gets to the jail, he's pretty well sobered up. He says, give me a break, give me a break, give me a break! Well, first of all, you face print him. And then you throw him in his cell. He says, please, give me a break! He says, all right, I'll give you a tip. He says, what? Sleep on your back.
And now, ladies and gentlemen.